Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All praise.
Amen. Happy 57.
What? Oh, thank you. Thank you. Praise God.
Yes. I know, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I'm 12 today.
Oh, okay.
Well, actually, 3.
I'm sorry. Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah. See, you add 5 and 7, that's 12. Then you add the 1 and the 2, that's 3.
That's right.
So that makes me a 3.
You're a 3?
So I'm in the earth stage right now.
Okay.
Right?
Amen, amen.
Shalom, family. Hey, what's happening, Prince? Shalom, brother.
Oh, hey, what's going on, Big Money?
How you do?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing good. Thank you, man. God is good.
He is. Yes, he is. The Father's merciful. Hey, let's get this radio show going. Let's get this lesson, this precept going. Once again, you're in the middle of the week. You're in the midst of the week. That is to say, the 3 days and three nights. Preparation for the first resurrection. Right. Amen. You want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So tonight, you got the Nation of Peace. That is to say, you got your brother Nehemiah Israel, a.k.a. Nehemiah Israel, a.k.a. Le Israel. Doing what?
Bringing that kingdom state of mind.
Amen. Bringing that kingdom state of mind. Uh-oh. Here we go. All right. And tonight, precept is summer, winter, feast, math. Summer,
yeah,
and winter feast math. So I'm going to tell y'all right now, if y'all listening, you might as well break out some pen and paper, get your calculator, and then you better put on your listening ears because you finna get into some Bible code. Sound like it to me. So, hey, ain't nobody better to turn this Bible code over to than your brother, Nakomi Swanson. Shalom, Israelite.
Shalom, Yashala. Shalom, Israel.
Hey, shalom,
bro. Shalom, brother Isaiah. Okay, people, we're going to, like Brother Joe said, we're going to get into some math. So if you have anything to write with, or if you have a calendar, or a calculator on your phone, or you have a calculator, it would be a good time to get those things because we're going to get a whole bunch of math. We're going to do a whole bunch of things of multiplying, adding, subtracting, and things like that today. just to show you how incredible this day is. And then, Job, you're going to get a treat. Since you're 57 today, guess what? You're going to get a real extra treat tonight.
All right. All praises. I'm in for it. Praise God.
You're going to get a real, and this even that's going to show you how amazing our God is. But to be right on this like this. But so, people, I ask that all brothers uncover your hands and face the east if it's possible, and all sisters cover your hands and face the east. Brother Isaiah, bring a reading of your choice, and we're going to get started without delay. We're going to try to not even make this too long. We're just going to get to the point and get with it. So with that, Brother Isaiah, bring a reading of your choice, and we're going to get started.
Amen. Praise you, the Lord. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praise unto my God while I have any being. But not to trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth, he returneth to this earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth to see, and all the and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He reliveth the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. The Lord shall reign forever. Even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations, praise you the Lord. The reading was taking place in the book of Psalms, chapter 146, verses 1 through 10. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and doing of his word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Brother Isaiah, can we have Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 3 as we start our lesson?
Amen. The book of Matthew 3 and 1. In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight.
Okay, people, in verse 2 it says, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, meaning getting yourself prepared for the coming of Christ and the kingdom of God. And verse 3 is, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. That's for the people of God and the people that's in the work of the Lord, that we're supposed to make in a crystal clear, agenda-free path with the commandments of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. So, people, we're going to get this without delay. We're going to deal with the summer feast, and we're going to deal with the winter feast. We're going to deal with the winter, summer and winter feast. But we're going to deal with these things by the numbers or by the math of these numbers. And through these math of these numbers, he's trying to reveal things to you, but you got to be a person that really understands the scriptures and really understands the numbers. If you understand the scriptures, and when you be around when we're dealing with the Bible code and stuff, and if you understand creation and things of that sort, you will understand the numbers. That what is God trying to reveal to us through the numbers. So with that, Brother Isaiah, we're going to get started in, since we're going to deal with the feast, we're going to kick it off in. We're going to show you something that all the feasts have a pattern that's the same. We're going to show you a feast that they have a pattern that's the same, but he's also trying to reveal things by the numbers also. So let's go into Leviticus chapter 23 and 4. We're going to skip the Sabbath because that one is not involved with how he's trying to break the numbers now. So let's go get this. Let's get Leviticus 23 and 4.
Amen. The book of Leviticus 23 and 4. These are the feasts of the Lord, even holy convocations, which ye shall proclaim in their seasons. In the 14th day of the month, of the first month, at even is the Lord's Passover. And on the 15th day of the same month is the feast of
unleavened
bread.
That's it. That's all we want. Because he's trying to show us something here. So he's telling you on the 14th day of the first month, or 1/14. First, I'm saying this would be 1/14. First month of the year, 14th day of the year. But there's something else being revealed that this is connected to the beginning of the winter feast. But you don't get it right here. You get it in Exodus chapter 12. That God, like I said, people, when you understand the Bible code and when you read the Bible has patterns that come from the creation. And one, we're going to learn how God, in a couple ways, how God counts. He doesn't count the same way that most of us have been taught how to count. So let's go into Brother Isaiah. Let's go to Exodus chapter 12 and 1.
The book of Exodus chapter 12, verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you.
Stop, stop, stop. So he's letting you know something straight off the bat. He's letting you know this is the beginning of the months. This is the first of the year, month of the year, beginning of months to you. So what he's telling you is right here in verses 1 and 2, that guess what? This is the first day of the first month, which is 1 and 1, which is 2 or 11. But it's doing this. But this same thing happens in when we deal with the winter feast. He does the same thing in winter feast. He's trying to let you see this number from the beginning if you pay attention to it. But he also going to make you see it again when he comes to when you go into verse 3. Go ahead, Brother Isaiah. Verse 3.
Verse 3, speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house.
Stop. And if now, stop. It's all over. So now, a lot of people probably wouldn't catch this, but if you understand the feast, if you read it in Leviticus 23, you're not going to catch it. But when you read it here, you see what you're supposed to catch. And what you there's two things going on. He's got two things going on, and he's going to show you how he does it when we go back to Leviticus and deal with the doing the same thing in the beginning of the winter feast in the seventh month. But what he's revealing to you is this. He's revealing to you, we go to 9 and then we start all over. That's the first thing he's teaching us in this. We go to 9, and then we start. Then after 9, guess what? I'm starting on something else because 10 is the same as 1. So he's telling you, guess what? This is the beginning of months. He tells you in verse 1. And he says, and the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. But then as soon as he gets done doing that, he jumps all the way to what? He jumps all the way to 10, but you got to understand, God counts to 9. Don't count to 10. Counts to 9. That's why when he's starting this, he got something going on. But if you pay attention, he's starting all over again. So he's making you count to 9, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then he's going to get you at 10. The reason he's I'm saying, so 10 is just like 1. And once you get done with this 9, when you come to the feast days, this one and the Feast of Tabernacles, guess what? You got 12 more days from 10 to 21, which is the last day of the feast, is 12 days. Which is, at the top is 9, and 12 is 3. But guess what? That's 90. I'm saying that's 9. God don't use 12, that's 3. So it's 93 or 12 or 3. Because everything comes back to number 3 is also the earth code, but it's also the number of the Father. That's why we are called the, if you know Hebrew, 1-2 means Abba. When people think that's a 12, that's only that 12 is nothing but Abba, Father. But let's show you that the winter feast does the same thing. It counts to 9, then it starts all over again to reflect the same thing. Brother Isaiah, let's go into, the other thing we got to see, people, is this. Okay, this number 10, I mean, verse 3, it says, he says, speak unto the children, and speak unto the congregation of, this, of Israel, saying, in the 10th month of this month, they shall take them every man a lamb. So it's the first month, 10th day. Well, people, make that just a one number, which is 110. 110. And he's telling you to take a lamb on that day. Then all this stuff is very important because we're going to get a whole, we're going to get a metaphor about what's going on with this 100. It's 110, but it's really 110. Very, I'm saying he's trying to say a lot of people don't understand. He's trying to make you all this come together, but it's really 110. But we're going to keep it moving because that day you're supposed to take a lamb at 110. But now let's go show you the other side of this, brother Isaiah. Let's go back to Leviticus 23 and pick it up after 23. Leviticus 23 and 23.
The book of Leviticus, chapter 23 and 23. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, in the first day of the month, shall ye have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of the trumpets, and a holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work therein, but ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, also on the 10th day of this seventh month,
So now, look, this is the beginning of the seventh month, or a half a year. Guess what happened? He did the same thing he did in the first month. That first month was the first day. That was the first day of the first month. This is exactly a half a year later, seventh. I'm saying this is the first day of the seventh month. This is the 181st day of the year. If you don't have 180 days, make a year. But you need one more. But that is the 6 month, 30th day. It's not. You're not into the seventh month. That makes up 6 months. You don't break into the seventh until you get to the 181st day. So when you have to begin, when we read in what's name, we're at one. One plus 180 is what? 181. This is exactly a half a year from that. But guess what he did? He got this feast, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. These are the first 9 days. He's doing the same thing he did the first time. And then on the 10th, guess what? Boom, Day of Atonement.
Yes, sir.
Day of Atonement. It's the same thing. He just didn't call the first one a feast at the beginning, but if you're paying attention, do you see the pattern? He's doing the same thing. He's separating the first 9 days from what's coming after it. He's starting over, but guess what? It's also the numbers. Because it's seven, guess what? The first one we said we're going to add that number and make it 110. Guess what this one is? We're going to take that seven and one, or seven and ten, which is the same thing, just like the other one, it reflected the number 11. This other one reflects at the beginning of the month is 71, which is 71 or 8. And then when you come to 10th, it's the same thing, just like it did before. When you come, I'm saying when you get to the first month, 10th day, okay, now you got 110. But this one is 710. But guess what that is? People, that is 8. That is also, the 2 is a water. If you know the water code, it's 258. But these two are doing these water things. One is talking about the 110. We're going to deal with the lamb. And then with this number 8, we're going to deal with circumcision. But they're both intertwined with each other. So we hope you got the understanding of the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Start all over. Then after that, you only got 12 more days, because the end gathering is on the 21st, also in the seventh month. So it's the same thing. You got 9 at the beginning and 12 at the rest of them. We finna get into that number. Let's get into that 110. Let's show you what that is, because he said that's a lamb. Well, let's see somebody be a metaphor for this lamb, because we all know this lamb is supposed to be represent on Passover is that's being killed represents what? Jesus. So let's Brother Isaiah, let's go into Joshua chapter 24:29.
The book of Joshua, chapter 24 and 29, verse 29. And it came to pass after these things that Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old.
Joshua died at 110 years old, people. Just like I said, if you add the date, 110, it represents a lamb, which we all know that lamb represents Jesus. But get, people, guess what Joshua's name is?
Jesus.
And he, that 110, when you go get that lamb on 110, it represents, and you had to go get a lamb. What does, do you see the metaphor that Joshua is the same thing as going to go get that lamb on a 110 on the first day, 10th day, but it's really 110. Do anyone see this? Like I said, people, you can ask questions at any time. You can make comments at any time. I'm just saying. Do you see this? But we're going to deal with the other side of this. We're going to deal with the other side of this. We got the lamb with the 110. Now let's deal with the seventh month with the trumpets, where it is the seventh month, 10th day, which is the number 8. And let's show you that this number 8 represents something. And it represents a high holy day. And we're going to show you through the numbers, that through the story, it's going to break itself down. If you understand, if you really understand the numbers and years, and you understand the stories in the Bible, you'll catch it. But let's get this. Let's go to Genesis chapter 17 and 12. Genesis 17 and 12. We're going to show you how fantastic our God is, how deep. And when we see this right here, this is some of the stuff right here that I laugh at people with, that they think some man, this the Bible came from some man, and these are mythological stories. Because he's going to do something real clever right here, but you got to really know about the feast days and all of that to catch it. But let's get this. Let's get this. Genesis 17 and 12.
The book of Genesis, chapter 17 and 12. And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you, every man child in your generations, he that is born in the house or brought with money of any stranger which is not of thy seed.
Stop. So we're supposed, he said we're supposed to get circumcised on the 8th day. Now, we're going to go back to when we did in Leviticus dealing with the Feast of Trumpets. The Feast of Trumpets is what? The 7th month, 10th day. But like I told you, God don't go above number 9. That saying that 7 and 1 is, and saying that 7 1 0 ain't nothing but an 8. You add the 1 and you add the 7. We ain't got to worry about the 0. Just like, because it's telling you to do that, because in the 7th month, first day, it's the same thing. It's a 7 and a 1. It represents 8. He said circumcision happens on the 8th. And when you're dealing with that 7th month, 10th day, you're dealing with the 190th day, or 7th month, 10th day. But let's show you that this is in, this is embedded in this, if you catch it, in this whole situation. I don't even have to make this up. God's going to do it for us. He's going to let you know that this is talking about the Day of Atonement. Brother Isaiah, in this same chapter, drop down to verse 17.
And Abraham fell upon his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old, and shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear?
Stop. So he talking about when he gonna have Isaac. He said that, he said a child be born unto him that is 100 years old, and shall Sarah by that is 90 years old bear. Well, people, most people don't understand the feast days, but I do, and I understand the math of how many days is in a year. How the years go, I know from every month, I know what the numbers are. So if you add up Sarah, when we just got done talking about circumcision in the same chapter a little bit, talking about the eighth day, which I just saying that I said that when you add up the Feast of Atonement, which is the seventh month, 10th day, guess what? That's the 190th day of the year. They're 190, and we just got to talk about circumcision, which is 710, which is 7 and 1, which is 8, is on what? The Day of Atonement, which is the 190th day, or the 7th month, 10th day.
Oh, my God.
So, people, but I'm going to show you that this is even in other places, that all this has to do with time. If you understand how to count 90, 180, 270, 360, which are quarters of years, you'll catch it. I'm going to show you that the Day of Atonement and all these holidays are embedded all over if you just pay attention to numbers. But like I'm saying, look how we went from that circumcision, which you get the date, which is the 7 and the 1, or 7 and 10, which is 8, which is circumcision. And then you get this right with it. You get what? Seventh month, 10th day, which is what? Day of Atonement. But let's show you somebody else that this is printed in, but you got to know the math to do it. Let's go to Brother Isaiah. Let's go to Genesis chapter 5 and 14. Genesis 5 and 14.
The book of Genesis chapter 5 and 14. And all the days of Canaan were 910 years, and he died.
Now, stop.
And
Now, stop. Now, a lot of people will look at this, okay, Canaan lived, he died at 110 years. With the freaking dude. That's what most people don't understand. But if you understand the numbers and time, guess what, people? If you have a calculator or you can write it down, I want you to take that 910 and subtract 720, which is 2 years. It'll let you know what that 910 is in years. If you divide, if you lose 2 years, if you keep going 360, it'll show you what the real date is. So when you can, anyone, and anybody can answer the question, when you get 910 and subtract 720 or 2 years, what do you get?
You say 910 subtracted by 720?
190.
Yeah, you say, yeah. That's right. You get what? 190 or?
190.
You get 190. You get minus 2 years, which gives you the real date, which is what? The Day of Atonement.
Amen.
The hard thing is just one.
You know what I'm saying? So you get 190. Which is what? The Day of Atonement. Canaan is, I'm saying, the Day of Atonement is embedded right here. Again. So all these, the feast days and all of this, if I had time, I could show you that a whole bunch of these people in here are feast days. Most of them are feast days when you deal with this Genesis chapter 5. Most of the people here start with 900 people. When you come with that 900, most of that is going to deal with the seventh month. If you got 9, this is 910. That, if you see that 910, that's automatically going to let you know that's the 7th month, 10th day. If that was a 12, that'd be the 7th month, 12th day. Just, you know, so it's telling you, showing you things real deep. But the thing it is trying to show you is this. So let's go into Genesis chapter 5. Chapter 5 and 3. Let's get Adam.
The book of Genesis chapter 5 and 3. And Adam lived 130 years and begot a son in his own likeness and after his image and called his name Seth. And the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth were 800 years. And he begot sons and daughters. And all the days Adam lived were 930 years, and he died.
Stop. Now, all the days of Adam were 930. Now, I want you to do what we did with Cain. I want you to take 930 and subtract 720. What do you get? Can anybody tell me what you get?
210.
You get 210. You know what that is, people? That is the seventh month, 30th day. But Adam is telling you something that creation tells you and what we're going to learn some more today. You know what Adam is, people? 930 or 210, when you break it down what the real date is, it is the seventh month. It's 730. It's 7 months, but guess what it also is? 30 weeks. So he's using the 7 and the 30. That is how God tried to teach us how to tell time. Tell time by weeks and tell time by months. But guess what? Adam, why you think Adam is so important, people don't understand, is Adam is so cold because he's using both. He's using the days and the months. Most prophets just using either they're dealing with a month or they're just dealing with it, or they're dealing by the weeks. He's dealing with both. He's dealing with the weeks and the month. When you break down 930 to what it's really its real number, 10, which is 7 months, 30 weeks. But let's show you this. Let's show you what creation is really trying to teach you. He's trying to teach us this lesson through the prophets. Let's go, Brother Isaiah. Let's go into Genesis chapter 2 and 1.
Okay, Nakomi, I just want to interrupt quickly. You got to ask our brothers and sisters, because I know you got them swimming, man. So ask them to press 1 if they got any questions.
If you got any questions, press 1.
And Sister Mary, your line is the one that's popping, okay? So if you can hang up and call back in, maybe that'll. Oh, she won't get back in?
Well, she can't. She can call me now.
Well, yeah, just call Rhea if you can't get back in. But your line is the one that's popping. Okay, Brother Nicole, I didn't mean to disrupt your flow, but brothers and sisters, if you got any questions, just press 1 and your brother will ask you. Because I know he's getting through these scripts, but hey, that's why he is. Continue, bro.
Okay, so. Let's get it, Brother Isaiah. Let's get Genesis chapter 2 and pick it up at the 1.
Amen. The book of Genesis chapter 2 and 1. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of that.
So, people, this is the end of creation. This is in the creation. This is the first part of creation. And in the first part of creation, he just took you. You know what God just, what's the first lesson God teaches you? What a week is. The first lesson that you learn in the Bible is what a week is. And once you understand these numbers, he wants you to know what a month is, and he wants you to know what a week is. Because them are the two ways he wants us to pay attention of telling time. So that's the first thing he's teaching you. The very first lesson he wants you to know. So this lets me know that time is very important to God. Because if you understand it, the very first lesson he taught you is what? What a week is. And then if you're an Israelite or someone that does the Sabbath, guess what? You deal with this every week. It is so important. The Sabbath is so, for him to let you know what a week is, it is so important that he wants you to celebrate it. He wants you to deal with this number seven every week of your life. But most of us don't catch that this is the first lesson. Most of us don't catch that this is very important to him. But like I'm saying, since God has let me gravitate to the numbers that's in the Bible, I understand how, I'm saying, I understand that math and time, very, very, very important to God. So people, let's show you that a lot of our prophets and forefathers are dealing with, they either a prophet dealing with weeks or a prophet dealing with months. Or you can be like Adam and deal with them both. You can be a month, you can deal with weeks, and you can deal with months. So how are we going to do this right now? We're going to deal with the patriarchs of the tribes of Israel, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We're going to show you that these weeks and months deal with the three patriarchs of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. So, Brother Isaiah, let's deal with the first patriarch, Abraham. Let's go into Genesis 25 and 7.
Yes, sir. The book of Genesis chapter 25 and 7. And these are the days of the years of Abraham's life, which he lived, 135 years.
Stop. 135 years, people, if you don't know what that is 175 years. But, people, I'm going to ask you to do this. If you have a calculator or you have a piece of paper, I want you to take 7 divided into 175. And can anybody tell me what you get?
That's 7 divided into 175?
Yep.
Yep. Okay.
Can anybody tell me what you got? Well, you should get 25, which is 25 weeks. So, the first patriarch to the nation of Israel is, or the patriarchs of the covenant of God, he's a week. He goes by weeks. 175 is a derivative of 7, which is 25 weeks. 7 divided into 75 is 25 weeks.
We got it, bro. And 2 + 5 = 7.
Which is a Sabbath. So he let you know he's a Sabbath, but he's also a number 4. Abraham, a lot of people don't understand that 175, if you add all the letters, the numbers together, which is 13, but Abraham, which is a 4, Abraham's main number is that he is a 4, and he's the 22nd person from Adam. 2 and 2 = 4. Let's go into the next patriarch, Isaac. And how are we going to deal with him? Brother Isaiah, let's go to Genesis 35 and 28.
The book of Genesis chapter 25 and 28. And Isaac loved Esau because he did eat of his venison.
No, 35. Genesis 35 and 28.
Okay, sorry about that. The book of Genesis chapter 35, verse 28. And the days of Isaac were 104 years.
Stop.
And Isaac gave...
Stop. 104 years, people, if you don't know it yourself, is 180 years. Okay, people, guess what 180 is? Divide 30 into 180 equals 6, because that's 6 months. So he is a prophet measured by months in time. Abraham was measured by weeks in time. So people, I'm just want you to see this and see.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. Excuse me, did you just say Abraham was measured by men?
No.
Weeks. He's measured by weeks. See, that's what God. He's trying to in creation. He wants you to see the weeks. Also, when he deals with what months, because Job, you do a very great lesson of how God breaks down what a month is to him, which is 30 days. Well, he's doing this with his patriarchs. He's doing the same thing, and through his prophets, he's showing you a lot of prophets are week prophets, some prophets are month prophets, but we just dealing with the patriarchs. I'm just going to show you Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, that I'm not making this up myself. You can see this in the plan of God. Because now, guess what, people? We finna go to Jacob. Let's see if Jacob, since we know that most of them are dealing with weeks and months, let's see what Jacob is. Jacob is the father of the tribes of Israel. Is he a week prophet or is he a month prophet? Brother Isaiah, let's mosey over to Brother Isaiah to Genesis chapter 47, 28.
Genesis 27 and
28?
47. Genesis 27, okay. The book of Genesis 47 and 28. And Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years. So the whole age of Jacob was 147 years.
Now, people, the whole age of Jacob was 147 years. Well, people, if you look math, that one's pretty damn easy. You take 147 divided by 7, you get 21 weeks. That was easy. He's a week prophet. But that's Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are measured by what? Time. Two of them are measured by weeks. One of them is measured by months. That's the preacher. I couldn't have done this. This is nothing. I tried to make you see things in months and weeks. This is what the Bible shows.
Amen. Jeez. Amen. Amen.
Jacob is 21 weeks. Let's show you somebody else. Let's show you a couple of more. We're going to do a couple more of these, and then we're going to get straight to the number. This is like I said, this ain't going to be no real, real long lesson. Because I'm saying, I just want you to see the numbers so you'll pay attention to time, how understand how great time and math is to God. So let's deal with the father of the covenant, of the law, Moses. Let's deal with Moses, people. Let's see if Moses is in the same vein as the patriarch. So, Brother Isaiah, let's go into the book of Deuteronomy 34 and 7. Deuteronomy 34 and 7.
The book of Deuteronomy chapter 34 and 7. And Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eyes was not dim, nor his natural force abated.
Stop. So when Moses died, he was 120, or if you understand math, 30 divided into 120 is 4. So he's 4. Moses represents what? 4 months.
30 to
90.
He's a month.
He's a month prophet. So we can see he's got some, him and Isaac got some of the same qualities. Because they both are prophets that work off the months. But let's show you somebody else. Let's show you somebody else that God took for high regard. Let's see if he's like this. Let's go into the book of Job. 1:1. Book of Job 1:1.
The book of Job chapter 1.
Yes, sir.
The book of Job.
I saw Brother Job said something. Did you say anything, Brother Job?
Oh, he just
said
go ahead with your bad
stuff. I said peace.
Okay, go ahead. Oh, all right, bro. Amen. 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 Let's get this book of Job 1:1.
Amen. The book of Job, chapter 1:1. There was a man in the land of Uz, whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed of evil. And
now,
there were born.
I just want you to see. I just wanted people to see that this was a perfect and upright man. But let's see what's the end of his story, brother Isaiah. Let's just jump on to Book of Job, 42, chapter 42, verse 16. Saying we're gonna jump all the way to the end. It is 42:16.
The book of Job 42:16. And this lived Job 140 years, and saw his sons and his sons' sons, even four generations.
Now, Job lived 140 years. Like I was saying, some things are simple. I can see. Let's take 7 into this 140 divided by 7 equals 20. He's 20 weeks. He is a weak prophet. So, people, I just took some examples just to show you how God takes a lot of the prophets and guess how he deal with them? By time. A lot of times it's by weeks. Sometimes it's by months. Sometimes you can be a straight-up high holy day. Sometimes you can be a straight-up high holy day. But, people, now we finna get into the math of things. We're going to get to the crux of this. We're going to get to the deep, deep thing of this. So, people, I know most of us know the dates of the high holy days. So, like I'm saying, we're not going to go through a whole bunch of things. I'm glad I got Brother Job here because me and him can probably talk most of you. What we're going to do, we're going to deal with the summer feast first. We're going to deal with the summer feast first and see what number that, to see the high holy days and the numbers that it revealed. So we're going to deal with that. We're going to see what them numbers reveal first. So we got to understand that. Because this is, these things right here are going to make us understand, man, our God is incredible. So, people, I want you to write down the first feast day of the summer is Passover, which is first month, 14th day. But I would just want you to write it as 114. Then we got the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which is the very next day, which is first month, 15th day, but write it as 115. Next is the wave offering, which is at the end of the Sabbath in the same week, which is, if it lines up very correctly, it would be the 17th day, so 117. And then the last day of Passover is the 21st day, or 121, which is, people, that's actually a date that most of us should know, which is the fifth month, first day. 121 is fifth month, first day on its own. But I want you to add all those numbers together. So we're going to add 114, 115, 117, and 221. So let's get 114 plus 115 plus 117 plus 121. You get 467. Now, people, if you got a calculator, it's going to be easy for you to see what we're about to see. So if you got a calculator, I want you to subtract 90. But we're going to keep on subtracting 90. But we're going to do it first, and it's going to put a number down. That number is going to, some of the numbers are going to be important, some of them not. But so we're going to take that 467 and subtract 90 from that. And you get 377. Write that number down and save it because we need that number. That number is something. So save that 377. Then we're going to subtract 90 again. Because these are 3 month increments. Like I said, we're dealing with time. So we're going to do it again. This would be a half a year from 467. Here we give you 287. There's a whole bunch of stuff I could teach you, but we ain't going to even do with that one. Then the next one you got 197. Write that 197 down, because we about to deal with that 197. That's a very important number, that 197. So is that 377 too. And then you get 107, and then you get 17 is the heart of what this thing is. 17, when you get 467, this is what that number, when you break it down in this, this tells you exactly what is always representing. You know how you know it? Yeah. People, do you see? Now, Joe, I want you and everybody pay real close attention to this. Do you see that 467? I want everybody to say, do you see the number 467? I want you to circle the 4 and the 6. And then when that 377, I want you to circle the 3 and the 7.
You're missing it.
And then at 197, I want you to circle the 19, then circle the 19. People, you know what you got with all of those? 17. 4 and 6 is what? 1 plus 7. See that? You got 17. 377 is what? 1 and 7. 17. 197 is what? 1 and 7. 17. Now, so the number, if you just look, know how to look at the numbers, you can see what is the crux of that number.
Lowers the 17.
You can't make that up.
That's numbers, if you know how to look at them, God has got a whole link. People, when you know how to do this, God got a whole language that you look at numbers in a whole way. You can see the numbers talk to you. You can know what everything, you can know the crux of any number if you know how to do this. You know what the value of number, what it's really trying to say to you. It's really trying to say to you, 17. But we got, there's a couple of numbers we're going to deal with. The first one is 197. So people, let's show you that this, dealing with this seven, number 17 deals with very important dates. Number 17 is dealing with very important dates. So, people, let's go into chapter 8 and 4. Genesis 8 and 4. When you get it, Brother Isaiah, go ahead. Genesis 8 and verse 4.
The book of Genesis 8 and 4. And the ark rested in the seventh month, on the 17th day of the month, upon the mountains of Ararat.
Stop. So guess what that 197 is, people? It's seventh month, 17th day. When the ark rested, or if you study with me, this is actually when Jesus was born from Mary. Seventh month, 17th day. Or this would be the 17th day in the Feast of Tabernacles. I mean, will be the third day for the Feast of Tabernacles, because the Feast of Tabernacles is the 195th day. So people, when you take this 197, and you add a half a year to that, which would make a whole year, plus 180, if you add 180 to it, what number do you get? If you take 197 plus 180, or half a year, what do you get? 377. Remember, we did. You know what that 377 is, people? Jesus, when he had his second birthday, which we call the wave offer. 197 is that Mount Ararat when he was born out of Mary, and then 377 is the wave offering. So 197 is the third day of Feast of Tabernacles, and a half year from that is the wave offering. But the crux of it all is 17, because the wave offering starts on what, people? The wave offering, if you start at the beginning, that's why it's 17. The wave offering is actually the 17th day of the year. But when you get to that's why 377 is, that would be, if you take 17 plus 360, that would be a wave offering or 377. So you can do that. Somebody I'll do that. 17, because that's when the wave offering is, the 17th day of the year, plus 360, you get 377, which is the wave offering, which is when Jesus rose again. So 17 is the number of focus in the summer feast. 17. Because 17 gives you what? 717, which we just read about in Genesis chapter 8 and 4 when the ark rested. When we rested, who we rest with? Jesus. So we got to understand that. And see, people, if you know the Bible code, can anybody tell me what, if you add up 717, what would that be? What number would that represent if you take 717? Okay, well, we don't go and say, we know God only go up to 9. This number would be 6. And you know why that number would be 6? Because that's when Jesus was in the flesh. 717, that was being just set flesh. That's when he's walking around in the flesh. That's when he was born in the flesh. It's a 6. But we're going to move on, people. We're going to go to the other side of this thing, and we're going to deal with the winter feast. And a winter feast is this. Seventh month, is the Feast of Trumpets is the seventh month, first day. So just write 71. And then the Day of Atonement is seventh month, 10th day. So write 710. Feast of Tabernacles, 715. Or just write 715. And then in gathering is 721. So we got 721. So let's add all those numbers together. So let's add 71 plus 110 plus 715 plus 721. So here I go. 71 plus 710 plus 715 plus 721. Add it all up, you should have 1,217. Now, people, we're going to do this just like we did the last one. We're going to divide this to find out what is his lowest denominator by going 90, 90, 90 till we don't get to negative 90. You don't want to go past to the negatives. We're gonna get it to its lowest point. So, people, I'm gonna go. But again, I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna go through some numbers, but we're gonna stop at some numbers. So I'm gonna tell you the numbers to stop at. So I'm gonna get started with this. So I'm gonna take 2,217 minus 90, 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 minus 90. Minus 90, minus 90, minus 90, minus 90, minus 90, minus 90. Okay, when you get to 777, write that down. Because now we have numbers we can deal with, and it's in the Bible. These numbers we can deal with, and it's people that got this number in the Bible. So write that 777 down. Then minus 90 again. Okay, that's 687. We ain't going to mess with that. 597, we ain't going to mess with that. 507, we ain't gonna mess with that. 417, we ain't gonna mess with that. 327, we ain't gonna mess with that. 237, we ain't gonna mess with that. 147, we're writing down. After that, we get what it is. The number that it's trying to reflect is 57. I told you Joe was gonna love this lesson at the end. So it reflects what number? 57. But you can see that in that 2,217. If you look at the 221, circle that. What you got? You got 57. Two plus two plus one is five. Then you take the 77 over that 77. 77 is 14, which is five. 57. 147. 14 plus that's 57. So we see that these numbers reflect. What does this number 57 reflect? A lot of people are saying, okay, what's the big whoop about 57? So how are we going to reflect what's the big whoop about 57? We got, like I was saying, we got to deal with the patriarchs. We got to deal with the people in the Bible. So let's deal with that 70. Let's deal with that 77 first. Let's deal with 777. Let's deal with 777 first. Let's deal with that one first, because that's one of the most important numbers. But let's show you why that number is so important. So, Brother Isaiah, we're going to deal with the 777 because one of our patriarchs is connected to the number 777. So let's go to Genesis chapter 5 and 31. Genesis 5 and 31.
Genesis 17 and 31?
Genesis chapter 5 and verse 31.
The book of Genesis 5 and 31. And all the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died.
Okay. He was 777 years, and he died. So people like saying, if you use time, it tells you what the number is. So let's subtract 2 years from this, which is 720. So take 2 years or 720 is going to give you what this number with 777 actually represents. So let's do that. Minus 720. What number do you get? What number? Anybody can tell me what they got? 777 minus 720?
57.
You get 57. Thank you. You go back to, so most people didn't know that this is 50, and that when they look at that, they don't understand this is dealing with time. But guess what? We're going to show you something else about this time. We're going to show you that this 777, this number is a very, very important number in a couple of places. So, Brother Isaiah, yes, let's show you what this number represents. Let's show you crystal clear one part of it, date. We're going to see what date number 57 is, and then we're going to get you to the ground to the most important relevance of this number 57. So, Brother Isaiah, we are already in Genesis. Let's go to Genesis chapter 8 and 14.
The book of Genesis chapter 8 and 14. And in the second month of the 7th and the 20th day of the month was the earth dry.
Stop. Stop. The earth dried and Noah walked out the ark when? Second month, 27th day, people. Guess what, people? If you know your months, if you know how to count what a month is, a month is 30 days. Guess what that is? 30 days plus 27 days is 57. So 57 is second month, 27th day, or when Noah came up out of that ark. He came up out of the ark on the 57th day of the year. So if you know time, 57 is second month, 20th day. But it's cool that we got Noah on this. Noah's very important. But now we're going to get this number connected to somebody way, way, way more important than Noah. But it's very important because a lot of people don't believe who we're talking about connected to the Old Testament. This is another reason why we should believe in this. So, Brother Isaiah, we got two more to go. But let's go to Acts chapter 1 and 3. Acts chapter 1 and verse 3.
The book of Acts chapter 1 and 3. To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days,
and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God.
Stop. So this is talking about that Jesus, when he rose from the dead, he walked around for 40 days. He was seen to people for 40 days after he resurrected. Y'all probably saying, big whoopty whoopty freaking dude, Nakamaya. So what? But this is why I'm glad I got Brother Job on the phone. And just, I told you this is going to be a treat for you. Brother Job. Hello? Brother Job.
Yes, sir.
Brother Joe, what day did Jesus resurrect?
That would have been the 17th.
It would have been the 17th. No, 17th. 17th.
17th.
All right. Well, 18th. Yeah, okay, right, remember. 17th. Remember, the 16th is that sundown on that Sabbath is what?
17.
So you remember in the beginning, the first piece represents the number 17, right?
Yes, sir.
And this one represents the 40 days Jesus walked around, right?
Yes, sir.
Which is, he walked around from the 17th day. What's 17 plus 40? Plus 40.
57.
Thank you. 57, which is what? Second day, 27th. Second month, 27th day. 57th day. So from the 17th, which is the wave offer, to 40 more days, equal what? 17. Everything else on the winter feast, I mean, the summer feast represents number 17. The fall feast represents 57. It gives us 57.
Dig it.
Which are connected to each other because 40 days from each other was 17. So 17 plus 40 is what? 57.
57.
And when Jesus went back, which represents what? When Noah walked off the ark, represented Jesus going back home, which is 2:27. Second month, 27th day. Now, last scripture, now we should understand this. You got to remember, two of these is his birthday, one of these he went home. Wave offering is one of his birthdays, and the day, and the third day in the Feast of Tabernacle is the birthday, and then this is during, these 40 days people are during the Feast of Weeks. So the last scripture, so now we should understand the scripture we're about to read a whole lot more right now. Last scripture, Deuteronomy chapter 16 and verse 16.
And what verse again, bro? I'm sorry.
16:16. 16:16.
Amen. Three times in a year shall all thy males appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose, in the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and the Feast of Weeks, and in the Feast of Tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty.
Now, here's what all of these three feasts represent together when you use these numbers. You got the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which is Passover, which is where that 17th, the 17th day of the year represents the that time. And then you also, which is the wave offering, which is during the Feast of Unleavened Bread or Passover. Then said, and then the Feast of Weeks, which Jesus was in the midst of. He walked around for 40 days. 9 more days after he left was the Pentecost. But he was walking around during, he got to do most of the Feast of Weeks except for 9 days. And then the last, the Feast of Tabernacles, 7:17, is which he was born from Mary, guess what? And the ark rested on, when the ark rested, was on the 7th month, 17th day, or on 197. So people, I hope you got some understanding why we got to do these 3 days, because all these 3 days have direct connections to Jesus. With that, people, I thank you for your time. I'm going to yield the mic. I hope you got some understanding in Jesus' name. I hand things over to Brother Job, Sister Rhea. Thank you for your time.
Amen.
Shalom, Sister Rhea.
Shalom.
Amen, brother. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Awesome, Shalom. Awesome, awesome sauce. I'm going to mute my line when I hear my echo.
All the lines
is open. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, man. Oh, praise God. I'm talking about, you talking about a doozy, man. That was a phenomenal piece. And those of us that's not familiar with the Bible code, you probably need to go in the archive and just, you know, just go and pull them out because they are listed. You probably want to go to the first one you see. If you have to go all the way back to 2016, I think that's when he first did it, then that's what you do. And start from there and just start it. Then they bring you up to speed. But you can see clearly there is a speech here.
Amen.
There is a speech. You know, and I say it once, I say it 1,000 times, you know, when the Father come back and he bring, when Jesus come back and he destroy this speech, the Melchizedek priesthood, the conversation he gonna have is gonna be both numbers in alphabet. It ain't gonna be this madness, it's just gonna be one conversation. Your mind is gonna get blown immediately. All this is just gonna come together at once. It's not going to be separated. The feast days and all this stuff is going to make sense immediately because all our speech is going to be plain. It's going to be plain.
Amen.
This conversation we have in these things and now are not. This is why some of us is take a little longer to get caught up on it, and some of us get it right away. But just know this. All you got to do is go back to one. You got to catalog. People, go and listen to the Bible code. Man, Comey, that was super hot. That was super hot. And you know, and once again, brother, that denounced any man ever putting his Bible together. Because it's too intricate. That means he would have to cover the feast days, the birthdays, the birth year, the birth week, the month time, the month time of their life. They got to cover, then they got to cover the birthdays representing the month, and they got to cover the birthday representing the week, and they got to coincide with time, also reaching the feast days, which all gel together, and it all equal out and come out in the same wash. And a man put this together, plus prophecy. And people want to say, want to have doubt in the word of God. Mm. We want to sit up here and say a man had something to do with this. No, the only thing a man had to do with is that he put it on paper. That's it. That's the commandment. Write this down, and we love the fact that you kept the commandment and wrote these things down so that we can receive it. So like the law said, that those he send unto you will hear his word. Bruh, this
Amen.
Is super hot. And thank you for that birthday shout out. I didn't know it was going to land like that, man. Today? What? Are you kidding me? Oh yeah, I'm listening. You listen,
yeah,
bro. We're gonna re-listen to this one and re-listen and look at here. And those of you that never heard this before, listen again, pause, go back and play it again. If you have to, just listen to it, and it will make sense once you put it in the book. That's why we try to teach people, listen at the scripture, listen, because it's a conversation in the numbers, too. It's a conversation in the numbers. He got the alphabet, and he's talking to you through numbers, too. Both of them is prophetic. The difference between the alphabet and the numbers will never lie. It'll never testify against itself. You can change the word around, but you can't change the number.
Amen.
1 + 1 is always going to equal 2. You can't break that. Big ups, Prince. Thank you for the birthday shout out. We yield the mic.
Any more comments or testimonies? I heard a brother earlier trying to say something. Is he still on there? Do he still got something to say? Somebody got their hand up? Hello? Any more comments, testimonies, any words? Anybody got anything to say?
No, we don't see any hands up, bro. We got a full deck, Jay, but we don't see any hands up.
Hey, I'm sorry.
Okay, bro. Okay.
Hey, this is me. Yeah. All right, doing yeah, hey, happy birthday, Joe. I didn't know today was your birthday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Happy birthday, Brother Joe. Like that. Happy birthday.
All praises, man. The Father allowing me to see another year with my brothers and my family. You feel me?
Oh, man, brother. Yeah.
That's what's up, Jim. God is merciful.
All praises. But you were Aries, right?
If I was to deal with the solar and the lunar calendars and those things, which they do have a science to that, just not according to that madness that they add to it. But it is a science to the month that you're born in, as your brother clearly dictated. It's a science in your mind and the power of it. That's the thing. It's a power in that. You know, like he pointed out, man, Moses' power was water, Jack. 2 5 8 is water. On the 8th day, it's no more water. No more flesh and blood. Blood come from water. Blood has come from flowers. That's the 5th day. It's done away with on the 8th day.
Amen.
So that's a big up, Jude. That's a huge big up. A lot of people is just, you know, they're going to get caught up, man. They're going to get caught up real fast. But all praises, brother. Yes, sir. The Father is merciful, man. He allowed me to see 57. And it just so happened this brother landed the whole demo down on 57. Who knew?
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Man, bro, hey, man, how you did that? I tried to keep up, man. But thank God for a new technology called the website so I can go and check it back out, trying to keep up. But, yeah, bro, but from my understanding, man, you know, like, you man, I appreciate you bringing this priest up, man. You know, and definitely, you know, the time and dedication you put into bringing this priest up together with these numbers. I was looking at it. I was counting. It make a whole bunch of sense to me. I just don't know how to break it. I don't know how to explain it like I would do another one, like do a lesson, but I see 100% on exactly what you're saying. I understand how you broke it down, and I understand the codes that you put in with the prophets. Well, according to the scriptures, what the Lord showed you. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to put my part in and just to let you know that I see it, and I thank the Lord for allowing him to put it on your heart. And I get a mic with that.
Thank you for the comments, brother, and thank you for reading. Like I'm saying, it's going to take some people some time to see it. Yeah, you're not probably not going to see it all at once. I know Sister Mary, I know Brother Joe and Sister Rhea understand it because they got to be around me live to do it. They got to be right around me so they understand it. I'm saying Brother Yehada, that's my disciple, Judah, he understands the numbers best because he's around me. But like I'm saying, I'm gonna do the whole Bible code again, probably right after the feast and stuff like that. Even right after feast or a little bit more into the summer, I'm gonna do the whole Bible code all over again from 1 to 9. I'm gonna do it all over again because I haven't done it in 2 years. I skipped last year and I didn't do it, so I'm gonna do it this year. and I know a lot more now, so I'm gonna bring it back out a little in a month or two or so, and bring it out again and do all. It's gonna be a whole 9 weeks, 10 weeks thing where we're gonna go through all the numbers. So yeah, we're gonna go through that again for the people that don't understand it. Yeah, I'm gonna do it again, and I'm going to also do it at least. So you can see it on YouTube. So I'm actually recording it a few times. If you don't get it on the phone conference, I'm actually going to start recording it, and I'm going to put it out there too, because God, like you said, the things that he gives you, said if you keep it to yourself, you're worse than somebody. He said a fool is better than you if you hide your knowledge. A fool that don't talk is better than a person that got knowledge that don't show it. So I'm like I'm saying, I'm going to show it. I'm going to do it on the phone conference, but I'm also going to go on YouTube and things of that sort, and Facebook, and show it on there also. So with that, I yield the mic. Anyone else got any comments, testimonies, or anything? If not, I hand things off to Brother Job, Sister Rhea. Do we have any announcements?
Amen. Thank you, bro.
All praises, Prince. That'll be a welcome sight, because, you know, some of us are visual, you know, and some of us are creative, you know, so... You know, those of us that's creative can put it together through the spirit, and some of us are visual, and they see it, and then the creativity take place from there. You know, so that'd be well to do if you did just that. So yes, sir. Tomorrow, you got the Spirit of Meekness and Charity Bible Study class. Speaking of that, great job, Brother Isaiah Brown, which would be presenting the Spirit of Meekness and Charity Bible Study class tomorrow evening. That is every Thursday evening here at the Sounds of the Waters. Brother,
amen.
Do you have a precept for tomorrow? Yay or nay?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, praises. The Father. It's good. Well, brothers and sisters, the name of the precept that we're dealing with, Lord willing, tomorrow, is called "What is pure religion and undefiled before God?" One more time, what is pure religion and undefiled before God? You know, we're going to really, really get into the scripture on the precept and get into the scriptures on what the Most High really. What really impresses him, what really just make him want to be like, that's my servant right there. And the only way to find out is to understand what the word pure religion and undefiled before God is. That's the only way, you know, because it's not knocking on anything that the Lord has showed you, because according to scriptures, the Lord gave a portion to everybody. Everybody have their portion. We just seen a great portion that the Most High put on Brother Nakomi Hart on the precept tonight. Everybody got their portion. So it's nothing wrong with giving out your portion. But we all need to understand that there's also a portion that God gave to man. Everybody that's trying to serve him and do this thing right, and what we should be trying to do in our everyday life. And that is basically trying to understand what is pure religion and undefiled before God. I'm not going to say anything about the precept, and I get a mic with that.
Hey, bro, you mean like you talking about how we worship?
Hey, you think you slick? Okay. What is pure religion?
Hey, but you talking about how we worship, or, you know, the paganism. I mean, you know, just a little something, you know.
Well, we're going to find out what's pure in God, I say, by describing what man say was pure about their doctrine, and we're going to find out what God think is pure with our religion. And what's defiled? Well, no, what's undefiled before God? You know, that's all I'm saying. So everybody come back, you know, because it's you know, like I said, it's like 3D plain sight, you know. I mean, of course, everybody has their own understanding the things that the Most High God has allowed them to have, you know, in doing. You know, ain't no wrong with that. All praises. But it is something that we can do that God can call us perfect and pure. Ain't saying that you're going to be perfect and pure, but there's a level of understanding and a duty that a man and woman can do that can be considered perfect and pure. Because we seen it with John's mother and father. They said they was blameless. It doesn't mean that they were didn't do anything, but at the same point in time is that the things that the Lord has allowed them to take hold on, they did it. You know, and that's all God asks to do, just to do your part. And if you do your part, how come you won't be perfect? You know what I'm saying? So according to the scriptures, we're going to find out another portion of the scriptures. What is pure religion and undefiled before God?
Is that, would that have anything to do with hubris knowledge?
A little bit, maybe. We'll find out.
Okay, bro. So, hey, you heard it from your brother Isaiah. What is pure religion and undefiled before God? That's tomorrow evening here at the Fountain of the Rock. You got your brother Isaiah Brown of the Spirit of Meekness and Charity Bible Study Class. And that brother's going to be bringing razor blades.
Yeah,
and
then like,
you already know.
Hey, look, want to hear that. Sure, for sure. With that being said, Brother McComb, you got any closing comments before we wrap it up?
Yes. Yeah, we pay attention to everything the Bible says, people. Pay attention. Don't think you know the stories. Don't think you know the stories. Pay attention. Look at the conversation that God is having with our prophets and listen to what he's trying to say to you. And slow down and pay attention to everything. Pay attention to the conversation. Don't think you know the story already. And look what he's trying to say.
Amen.
With that, I yield the mic.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Too much sauce.
Yes, with that being said, I want to thank our brother, Nakomi Swanson, a.k.a. Nehemiah Israel. A.K.A. Nehemiah Israel, A.K.A. Le Israel of the Nation of Peace of Israelites, Minneapolis, Minnesota, bringing what?
That kingdom,
state of mind. Amen. All praise.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That being said, you catch them here every Wednesday night. That's the middle of the week. Catch them here at Shabbat. With that being said, we thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sound of Living Water, do what?
Read your Bible.
Read your Bible.
Happy birthday, brother. Thank
you.
Happy birthday, Joe.
Thank you,
Chris. Sound of the living water, radio show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Do the Most High laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, radio show.
Radio Show.
Yeah.